Yesterday we had a today's daf is daf chof zayin, and yesterday our question was, how do we understand the machlokas as to whether the tanur chadash has to be destroyed? Because there seems to be a contradiction in the braisa itself. It starts off by saying that the tanur, ben chadash, ben yashan, we started with the braisa of klipei orla. So it says over there, there's a difference between a tanur chadash and a tanur yashan. Didn't explain who said that. It seemed to be that everybody agreed to that. Then we had a question of what the din is of the pot. There Rebbe says the pot is aser, the Chachomim say the pot is mutter. We had very much a problem with that. I mean, we asked it by asking from another brayta, but the fact is that internally there's something wrong with that. What happened to our negotiation? This is going to be every single day a new summit conference. The problem is that if you hold the pot is mutter, so then you should also hold that the tanur should be mutter. There's no difference between the two. Both direct results of the heat. So our first attempt was to say that maybe the opening of the braita was also a subject of a machloket, and that it was Rebbe who would say that the chadash would be yuta. But the Gemara says, if you think about that again, you really don't have any right to do that, because the most that Rebbe can be shown to be holding here is that the pot is asur because yesh shevach etim b'pot, in which there's direct hana'ah from the burning of the wood in the pot, and then it becomes permanently asur because you're going to be nene. If you eat the pot, you're going to be nene directly from those etim. Masha'enkin, when it comes to using the tanur, you're not going to be using the tanur alone. You can only use the tanur with fuel. So that means that the use of the tanur is always going to be a zevizegorim. Where did Rebbe ever ask for zevizegorim? So we asserted that it must be that there's another shita here, that indeed is the author of the opening of the braita. We identified him as Rebbe Eliezer. So apparently people knew that Rebbe Eliezer held that zevizegorim is asur. The problem is we were unable to identify such a shita in Rebbe Eliezer, because it turned out the only makor that we found was a makor that was dependent on how it was bedafka that we explained, or Abaya explained, Rebbe Eliezer, where Rebbe Eliezer said that in a case where you have what appeared to be a simple case of Zevzeh Goreim, where you have chametz, or s'or, to be mechamet, that is mixed with truma, nothing to pesach, mixed with truma and purim. So Rebbe Eliezer said, you go according to the last thing to fall in, which Abaya explained means that assuming that only one thing was in there at a time, so if the iser was in there first, then it would be bottle if we took it out, so that if the heter comes in and is mechametz, then all we see is the effect of the heter, and vice versa. But if they had fallen in together, then definitely it was all about the chak, and it was in there at the same time, then you would have said that it's also, to which the Gemara responds, that's what you say. I mean, maybe Rebbe Eliezer actually would have said just the opposite. Maybe if it would both fallen in the same time, Zevzeh Goreim would have been mutter. And the only reason that he says that we go according to the last one, is I'm referring to where we took it out, is that whatever the impact is, whatever is gomer, the issue, that's the thing that counts. But if it's there together, so then always Zevzeh Goreim is mutar. But we still don't have a marker. This is what we were up to yesterday. We still do not have a makor, thank you very much, for Rebbe Eliezer Shita. How do we know Rebbe Eliezer indeed holds the Shita that Zevzeh Goreim is asur, and therefore he's the Bandi Amar who would say that the oven needs to be destroyed because there's nothing you do with it. You can't even use it with fuel because it'll always be a Zevzeh Goreim, which you can't use. That's where we were up to, and we got up to the words Ella Rabbi Eliezer on the eighth line down, the Atzei Ashira. So this is Rebbe Eliezer, not of the Sa'or, but rather of the dinim of wood that comes from an Ashira tree. That's not a Taliminaitzim. Someone who took wood from an Ashira tree, which is Asur Banah because of Odat Kochabim. So those Eitzim are Asurim Bahana, obviously. Hesik Bahemetatanur, Chadash Yutatz Yashan Yutzan. Oh, so here already we have a Shita that is clearly telling us that that Tanur can never be used again. Apparently, Zevzeh Goreim is Asur. Hafabo et apat, Asura Bahana. You bake pot in it, of course it will be Asur Bahana. And even if Nitarva Bahirot, 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 this is the din of Avodat Kochabim. Because of the Chumrah of Avodat Kochavim, we don't use bittul at all. So even if you asered 100 similar pitot, and then one of them fell into yet another 100 and so on, we never have bittul of Isser when it comes to Avodat Kochavim. All of them are Asur Bahana'ah. And the truth is that what we just quoted would have been more than sufficient to have the Tana for the Braita. Problem is this Tana has no name. So we have to give him a handle. In order to give him a handle, we call him Rebbe Eliezer, meaning Rebbe Eliezer, and all those who are arguing with him. Rebbe Eliezer says the same thing. We don't need Reb Eliezer particularly, and Rashi says we don't even mean Reb Eliezer particularly. Sometimes we will call a machloket al shem the man diyomer that we know. So like we saw earlier, Reb Yehuda umachlokuto. If it's Reb Eliezer umachlokuto to argue with him, including Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer says in such a case, it's Reb Eliezer's sheet all over, that you can avoid getting hana'ah from something by taking the value of that hana'ah and destroying it. He says, so I can get hana'ah. Because all that we have over here is the tarovet of an isra hana'ah. So take away that hana'ah. Throw the hana'ah to the hamamelah. Fine. So then you didn't do anything wrong. Amru in pidyon l'avodah zarah. That boils down to transferring the avodah zarah into something else. It's not that you can't redeem avodah zarah. Fine. This is not important to us. What's important to us is that both Reb Eliezer and the Tanakama of Reb Eliezer hold that it's a given that the tanur should be broken, because let me be proven. Well, says the Gemara, how does that prove anything? I mean, Ema de Shametle. Ema de Shametle le Reb Eliezer b'avodah zarah, the Chomer Yisura. Where do we see that according to Reb Eliezer, that indeed there is an Isser, and even of Zed Zegorim? That's Avodat Kochavim, Avodat Kochavim. We have very special Chumras when it comes to Avodat Kochavim. Boharaya, we won't even accept Bitul. But Bishari Sirin Shibatorah Mishamatwe, is there such a thing necessarily? No. Is there such a thing necessarily on other Isurim? Says the Gemara, well. Says the Gemara, if you're going to insist that Avodat Kochavim is different than anything else, so then in Kena Man Tarme, you have a better choice. We know that someone holds that Orla had the same din of Avodat Kochavim. We know what Reb Eliezer holds by Avodat Kochavim. You're now going to insist that maybe there's yet somebody else. I mean, isn't that a little bit crazy? The fact is that there is such a shita, so nobody want to create now a third shita. You say maybe it's different. Fine, maybe it's not. And here, there, obviously, somebody holds it's not. So what's the point of saying it's not Reb Eliezer? Why not say it's Reb Eliezer? If you'll find the reason to say that Reb Eliezer indeed was only talking about Avodat Kochavim, fine, then we'll worry about it. Right now, it's much more elegant to assume that if we find a shita, even by other Isuri Hana'ah, that the Chadash Yutatz, then it must be the same Reb Eliezer that we find by Avodat Kochavim, and indeed there's no difference. Now, Lemaisa, we don't really know for a fact that Rebbe's shita is that Zev is a Goreg would be mutar. I mean, it's possible. We said you can't prove to me from the fact that he holds that the pot is asura, you can't prove to me that he would hold that the tanur is asura. That doesn't mean it's impossible that he would have held that. He may indeed have agreed. So, therefore, let's just talk this out, says Abaye. Im timtza lomar that Zev is a Goreg asur. If Lamaisa you will find somewhere that Rebbe not only asserted the pot, but he also asserted the tanur. If it was a new tanur, that would mean, in other words, that not only does he hold yeshevach etzim bepat, but that he holds zevzeh gorem is asur, then it would turn out that Rebbe would be holding exactly what Reb Eliezer holds here. Furthermore, im timtzalomer zevzeh gorem mutar, if we're going to find out that actually Rebbe holds only the pot is asur, and the reason that the pot is asur is mishum shi yeshevach etzim bepat, it's because we have a direct hana'ah from the pot when we eat it. I just want to make it very clear that if you would use the heat to make a pot, say karot, kosot, shluchiyot, not a pot, but plates, platters that you would use on your table, then even though he would hold the tanur is usable, he would never hold that the flatware is usable, or that the plates are usable. Why? Because they are used directly. They're not used together with something else. If I store something on a plate, I put something down on a plate, I am now using the plate. Then that means I'm being nene from the atzei, Orla, that is in the plate. If I have a tanur, in which a tanur can only be used directly with something else, with fuel, then a tanur is not an independent kli. It's a kli that whose functionality is dependent on an additional element called energy, in this case. That's dependent on Zev Zegorim. But let's not get confused. Any direct utilization, whether it's in terms of eating or whether it's in terms of standing on, is not any different in terms of hana'ah. So the purpose of a plate is to put food on. The moment that you put food on the plate, you're being nene from the atzei orla that are in the plate, or the atzei ashira that are in the plate. So therefore, let's just make it very clear. The argument is about a tanur. It's not about ka'arot, kosot, and tzluchiyot. They'd be arguing about a tanur. They'd be arguing about a kidera. We're going to cook things in the kidera on the fire. Therefore, the kidera is only a kli by virtue of the input of energy. So then,
geekim that are basically used as a sodium plate.
That's correct, and that's the hana'ah that you're getting.
The plate was hardened.
No, there's no taste. We're talking about it was a new plate. You fired the plate with atzei orla, is the case. So there the machloket is that l'man d'yomer zev is a goreim, then the tanur and keder would be asur because the energy doesn't help you. L'man d'yomer zev is a goreim mutter would be mutter. Whereas others say that that is insufficiently subtle. Because afilu l'man d'yomer zev is a goreim mutar, it would still be prohibited to use a pot. Why? Because an oven is preheated. So since you generally will preheat an oven before putting in the pot, as anybody who's tried to bake bread rapidly discovers, that would mean that the oven is defined as a kli only in conjunction with the energy that it requires. Masha'enkein, when you make something, you know, as a cholent, you can first put the ingredients in the pot, and then you can put the pot on the fire, which means that the pot still functions as a holding device for things that are going to be exposed to heat. But we can't call the pot a functional kli in conjunction with energy alone. Therefore, in the same way that you're able to distinguish between a plate and a tanur, you also should distinguish between a pot and a tanur. Because a pot, while it's still cold, also serves its purpose of holding. And therefore, you won't be allowed to use that pot. A tanur, I agree, it's defined by its energy because you can't use it when it's cold at all. You don't put things into it when it's cold. So therefore, we should really fix what you said. A kedera is also, dar kibla bishula mekamidi nitan etzim etera. It is going to act as a holder for the bishul that was meant to be in there before the atzei heter appeared, and at that point it's kula yisr. Om Reb Yosef, Om Reb Yiram Shmuel, Tanur, Shisiko b'klipe orla, u'bekashin shakula yakera, chadash yutatz, yashan yutzan, afabo et apat, dig this, afabo et apat, Rebbe omer apat muteret. Woo! But Rebbe was the one who said apat asura. V'chachamim omrim apat asura. What? Well, Tanya Ipka, I thought we learned just the opposite. Well, maybe Shmuel Ipka Tani. Maybe Shmuel, indeed, who's the one who's saying over the Braita this way, maybe he had been taught that Braita, had been Makabel the Braita backwards. You know, what's more likely is that this was a sneaky little trick, because maybe the Pshat is like this. Actually, Shmuel held normally, now we paskin like Rebbe when he argues with a Yochid, but not when he argues with a Rabbi. In this particular case, he held that the halacha was like Rebbe, even Michave Rav, and that the pot, in fact, was Asura. He knew that if he would teach the Braita correctly, that everybody would apply the rule that the pot is muteret. Therefore, he switched it around in order to play with your brain, so that you would come to the conclusion that we should paskin like the Rabbanan who hold that the pot is asura, even though there are no such Rabbanan, but at least that way we'll make sure that nobody's eating pot where it's asur. Because he's really paskining like Rebbe. So he turned Rebbe, it's against the rules, and it's a big question, because it's considered to be geneva to switch around shitot. It's included in the Asher Gavlu Rishonim. You're taking somebody else's rishus, giving it to another place. That's like switching fields on someone. I mean, you're switching his field. I mean, he was a biologist, he's a psychologist, you're switching fields on him. I took Rebbe. I mean, I took Rebbe away from him. It's not for Rebbe, it's for the din. You're stealing it away from Rebbe. You make it somebody else's din. Well, we want the right way, or we want our names on the tzav.
When you say vey, it's like an Avosadav. Vey, help
out. All right, but Lamaisa, some say Lafrushi mi Sura, it's Mutter, because it's like you're being Mafrush then from this. Normally speaking, the name of a person is extremely important, but actually, we know. Maybe Gula Le'olam, the Talmud Chacham, Zemim, Dvar Shimon, Bipiv, Tzitzot, Dabba, Bab, Bekever. Rebbe Yochanan was tremendously mocked, but somebody would say over something and not say it in his name. It was a lot of things. You can't just say all we're interested in is people should keep that law. It's certainly not the case. That's also true. That's a more general problem. Certainly also true. Right. This was the one thing that Asimov got wrong. You know? Asimov got this whole thing wrong. He wrote this three-part foundation series as a metaphor for Klal Yisrael, the Teresh Abal Peh, sometimes the Prime Radiant, you know, which every new Kiddush is embedded in it. But he held that nobody's name should be on this. You see, everything that was added throughout all of the Teresh, this matrix kept increasing, and the interrelated elements mathematically became more and more subtle and clear. But nobody's name was attached to it. Adarabba, they took away the name. So he took from the Gemara and Shabbos, which is the Rosh HaMedabrim, the Chol Mokom. That was the leader. It was the Rosh HaMedabrim. First speaker was the leader. And then everybody else, second speaker, third, nobody had a name? Okay. So Visavrat Znayayi, because of Shmuel Tain, let me, you know what, I'll say the Braita backwards. Ki hei for the Nekon Rabbonan, Lissur. That way the Rabbonan will come out being the ones who say Yisur. And they'll end up asking the Rabbonan. That way we'll be Mafresh Misur. Okay, the next case we had was Bishlag, Abed Yechalim, Divrei HaKolapat Muter. If you used coal, then even though the coal had originally been wool, wood that was Aser, there the pot is Mutar. So over here, we get into the question of what is really the difference. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ash, Rabbi Yochanan, Chad Amar Lo Shana L'Gichalim Omamot, Avo Gichalim Lo Chashot Asurim. Here we have a machlok, it's about how to understand the relationship of the wood to the charcoal. So one man, the Amar, says, look, if there's still a flame in the charcoal, then it's still Aser. If it's only the heat, the Omamot, okay, then I understand that. Rabbi Yochanan, that there's nothing left of the original wood. Whereas Chad Amar Afi L'Gichalim Lo Chashot Namim Mutarim. The other man, the Amar, says, even if you still have the actual burning of the just don't have an open flame, also it would be mut. If you tell me lo chashot is aser, then I understand that the reason it's aser is mishum de yeshevach etzim b'pat. But if you're telling me afilo lo chashot mutarot, but even if there's actual heat being generated here along the top of the coals through oxidation, see, now you're telling me that nonetheless it's mutter. So then where is there an iser? Pat di asar. This that Rebbe is saying that the pat is asur because yeshevach etzim b'pat. So the Rebbe hechem ashkachet like. Then where is the case where it's asur? I don't understand. Omrav Papa kisha avuka kenegdo. The only way that Rebbe would hold that the pot is asur is if you actually had burning wood before it had been turned into coal. You put the newly lit wood into a tanur together with the bread, and then it would be nana. You would be nana directly from the flame of the wood. There you would be asur. Once the wood has been turned into charcoal, at that point it's no longer asur. Time is Rebbe. So what's you? Sorry? Burning coal is charcoal. You got an awful lot of energy left in there. You never made a barbecue?
What is red hot? What is red hot? It's all a burning flame. There's two stages. One is the flame and the wood.
Correct.
And one is which will have glowing.
It's been carbonized. Now, the next level of burning is you're burning the carbon that was left behind.
What is black coal?
Yes. It's not coal. It's charcoal. It's not truly coal. Right. And the barbecue is burning. No, it's not. It's burning coal. So in other words, according to Rebbe, what we're trying to say now is that according to Rebbe, it's only while the wood, the etzim, is still here, that I can say yeshevach etzim mepat. But once it's already charcoal, I don't call that yeshevach etzim mepat, despite the fact that the energy is coming from what was initially wood. So, but then you're saying, so what are you saying? That Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, they say the pot is mutter. So that they're saying, even though I use the actual flame of the wood. So then, I understand. Then where would we say that the etzim are asur hana'ah? What would be the isur hana'ah? Well, who says that it has to be a case of cooking? Why can't it be? You make a chair out of it. Make a chair out of the wood. You can't sit on the chair. What's wrong with that? So, I mean, you're the one who thought up the cooking business. I mean, Amar Abami Bar Chama b'shashifa. Well, you made a stool. You make a stool out of etzim of isur hana'ah. So then you're not allowed to use the shashifa at all, because over there the wood is still be'en. But in a kinami, it could be that burning, because of the fact that we understand that by definition the flame only exists after the breakdown of the wood, and now we're watching now the oxidation of the charcoal in the wood. So there's no wood. At that point, there's no wood. Ain't nothing happening. The Rabbanan agreed to that. There's no wood. You want to usher it. It's not usher for its energy content. It's usher for itself. Don't sit on a chair. If what is the, there's a, you're asking five different levels. I mean, let's wait. We're in the middle of the sugya that has the shevach etzim, level of shevach etzim, and then the question of zevach etzim is what halacha. Let's wait. Of course it's a direct use, that's for sure. The question is whether we have to limit it to that. I know what you're going to say next. Where's the hechsher on the chair? But I mean, Rami Bar Chama Amir Rav Chisda, now we could really make a lot of money. We've come up with some good ideas for expansion of the kashrus business. I know a guy who mamish cashed in, he figured out a way to asser all of the tin cans. In the world.
By the rub with kickback, right?
Yeah. And he created an alternative method of firing a tin can that didn't require animal fat. And he went around to all the companies saying that they need this in order to be able to.
I've never seen this in the news.
No, this is. I know the guy.
Okay.
He made a lot of money. That's what happened. In Okinawa, all the companies, all the cashless companies started getting very nervous because, I mean, they're consumers. You know, it's all a question of consumers. The consumers got nervous. So then once you got one company to agree to use this new process of creating them, so that's it. Everybody had to use this process.
The problem for the hobos that put the beans in the original.
No, everybody cooks them. It's maybe 20 years old or something. I mean, he showed me the work that he did, the articles that he had put into the journals, the magazines of the manufacturers and so on. It was brilliant.
It was
orchestrated step by step.
Was the problem before how they were doing it?
Not really, but it doesn't sound good.
You made a living.
Yeah.
We're going to come up with an ultrasound gun that checks to see if they're calculating milk if you would pay for that. Well, kidding.
Okay. I should have just started that. Boy, me rami bar tami birafista. Tanur she sikobat se hegdash. Yafabo hapat. How about if there was a tanur that you used at se hegdash to bake a piece of bread? The rabbanan who held that bread of orla, the original brayta, the shor b'kamayt, they were matya in the original brayta. My, what would they say about that case? Omar leis or chista tolumoy. That case they would agree is us. So Rami bar Kama said, "Uma bein zuli orla? Why is it any different?" Omar rava. What kind of question is that? Okay, comparing the two cases is no comparison at all. Orla is betela b'matayim. Is it not true that there's a din of bitul of orla? Hegdash. Hegdash afilu be'elef lo batil. There's never any bitul on hegdash. So obviously hegdash is much more chomer. In which case, the smallest amount of hanah from hegdash that's here, even though normally this wouldn't be chashiv, here we're mashiv because there's no bitul for hegdash. Therefore, says Rava, there's got, look, if there's something that's bothering you, I mean, how could Rami Bar Chama, obviously he raised the question, so what's he saying, what's the difference? I mean, that couldn't be what he was asking. He was asking like this, harkash. He thought that it was a trick question, because once you go ahead and you use the Atzei Hegdish to put into your oven, you are moel in the Atzei Hegdish. The moment that you're moel in the Atzei Hegdish, you're Yotzei L'Chulin, in which case you're no longer Hegdish. So that was the question. So what would be the din? Halo ma'al ha-mesik. The one who lit the wood is now moel the Hegdish. V'chol ha-echad ma'al ha-mesik na'kulo l'chulin. The din is that once you're moel, then by definition, the Hegdish is Yotzei L'Chulin. So then why would it ask of the pot by the time you burn it? The heat is coming from chulin. Now, that's already a good point. By the way, Tosfos has a tremendous question on this sugya. He points out that the reason, this is, I mean, it's not nogea our sugya very much, but still a very important yisod. He points out that the reason that hegdash is not batal has nothing to do with the chumrah of hegdash. The reason that hegdash is not batal is because there's a way to be matir hegdash. So anything that any davar sheyeshlo matirin, so here could be bakal hegdash. Any davar sheyeshlo matirin isn't batal, no matter how low a level of isra it is. So how can you prove a great chumrah from the fact that it's not batal? It's nothing to do with a chumrah. That's a question. Okay, anyway, so what do we do with this trick about the Me'ila taking away the Hegdash? You know what? We're talking about over here wood that you said, I'm making this wood Kodesh in order to buy a korban. I'm going to sell it and I'm going to buy a korban. So now, that means that the Kedusha level on this wood is for Shlomim, is Kachim Kalim. There's no din of Me'ila on Kachim Kalim until after they become Kodshei Hashem. Those parts that are on the Mizbeach, that are meant to be put on the Mizbeach, those become Kodshei Hashem. Otherwise, Stam Kodshei Kalim are not called Kodshei Hashem. That means that if you hold now, furthermore, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Hegdash b'shogeg mitchalel, b'mezidino mitchalel, that the only time that you will bring Hegdash from its status of Hegdash down to Chulin is if you use it b'shogeg. But if you use it b'mezid, then paradoxically you're not. Now I ask you to consider that for a moment. My time. Why would Rabbi Yehuda have said such a thing, that law, that you're not going to be mechalel? Obviously because he holds that kivan delav bar mi'ilahu lo nafik l'chulin. That since mi'ilah by definition, the chiyav of mi'ilah is only on a shogeg, not an amazing, he ties the chilul to mi'ilah. And he says, if you do it b'mezid, then there's no mi'ilah, therefore there's no chilul. If you did it b'shogeg, where the Torah was mechavish, mi'ilah was mechavish. Chadesh Tchilot. By the same token, in this case where we're talking about Atzik Shlomin, we could say, since there's no Me'il on Atzik Shlomin, there's no Mechil. That would be Rav Yerushita. Obviously, we could simply have said that it's talking about B'mezik here, and not have to say it's talking about Atzik Shlomin, but that's already a reach. I mean, there's no indication that we're talking about Shlomin. I just asked Atzik Hegdash. If you look with Atzik Hegdash, I didn't discuss whether it was B'mezik or whether it was Shogin. I could certainly say, when I say Atzik Hegdash, I mean Gotchim Kalim. That's a very reasonable thing to say. So if you hold of Rav Yehuda Lagabe, the tying the din of Chilol Hegdash to Me'ilah B'Hegdash, then we understand why it was never Yotzei L'Chulin, because there was no Me'ilah on Atzik Shlomin. So Shlomim Nami Kiva de Lav Bar Me'ilah Nino Lo Nafke L'Chulin. Wait. So now you're saying that if Lamaisa, the guy who lit the stove, would have been Moel, that at that point the wood would have been Yotzei L'Chulin? Is that true? Kolayta Namala Masik Nafke L'Chulin. V'Tanya Kol HaNisrafim Efran Mutar Chutz Mi'atzei Ashirah V'Efer Hegdash. How do you explain that? It says anything that you would burn, the Efer is Mutar, as opposed to Efer Hegdash, which is Li'ola Masur. Why is it Li'ola Masur? Why, if you burned it, why wouldn't it be Yotzei L'Chulin? Says Rami Bar Choma, that's not talking about that somebody burned it. That's talking about that a building of Hegdash burned down and took with it all the wood and so on. So that wood nobody lit. A fire broke out. So that's what we're talking about. Kagot Shenafla, Tleika Me'ilea, Be'atzei Hegdash. Over there, Leka Inish Danimo. There's nobody to be Me'il. Therefore, there was no Chilol. But Enachinami, I mean, we're certainly not talking about a case where the Hegdash was Mechulal. We're just saying the fact that it's in ashes doesn't mean that it's Mutter. That's all we're saying. But why would you assume that we're talking about where somebody lit it and therefore was moral? Rav Shemaya Amar, Rav Shemaya says, look, the case is very simple. Are there no Efer Hegdash that nobody not only did Me'ila on, but it was all a mitzvah? Take the Trumas Hadash. Take it off of the Mizbeah. Everything's kosher v'yosher. Adarach. Super kosher v'yosher. Torah says, v'samoetz ha-mizbeah. So it requires Geniza. So there, that's what it's referring to. Even Efer Hegdash, where I did everything right, we're talking about both Tanshi to Unin Geniza, the Tanya v'samo, as we learned yesterday. V'samo means benachas. You have to put it there because it's actual avodah. Set it down next to Mizbeah. V'samo kulo. V'samo shelo yefazer. Those things indeed will always be usher. What does that have to do with Mila? Okay, now we get to the most important, exciting part. Ein bir chometz elas reifa libra Rabbi Yehuda. Where does he get that from? Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, ein bir chometz elas reifa. It's very reasonable to conclude that on the basis of a kal v'chomer. Uma notar she'enu v'bal yirael v'bal yimatze to'un sreifa. Chametz sheyeshno b'bal yirael b'al yimatzei lo koshiken sheta'un srifa. So if I have to burn notar koshiken, I should have to burn chametz because chametz is much more chomer. Chametz, I'm not even allowed to have it, allow it to exist. Omru lo, so they said to Rabbi Yehuda, well, it's a very nice kal v'chomer. The problem is kol din she'atat dan tchilato la'achmir v'sofo la'akel eino din. When you make a kal v'chomer, and that kal v'chomer is going to be used to create a chumrah, which will also be a kula, then obviously it doesn't work, because the point of a kal v'chomer is to come out only with a chumrah. The way you're learning it, it comes out with a kula. Because according to your sheet, lo matza etzim l'sorfo, ye yoshevu batel, you don't find wood. So what are you going to do? Play tiddlywinks. V'torah amra tashbitu zorni batechem, b'chol davar sh'atayachol l'hashbito. You're going to be over on the simple meaning of tashbitu. So well, what's the pshat? Now this is very strange. Because obviously Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you have to get rid of the chometz in order not to be over by Rabbi Yimatzeh. What do you mean, Yoshevu Batel? Of course I'm not going to be a plate tiddlywinks. I'm going to flush down the toilet. So I want it out of my reshutz. What does that have to do with it? But I'm just saying, you want to be Bekai in the midst of Tashbitu, then you have to burn it. That's all I'm saying. But what does one have to do with the other? That's absolutely crazy what they're saying. But just because I can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbitu, so therefore, why not go ahead and be over on Bayir Rav Bayir Matzah? Sounds mad. And Rabbi Yehuda accepts this. Chaz Rabbi Yehuda v'dam din acher. What was he responding to b'chalav? All of the Achronim discuss this problem. What in the world is going on? Rabbi Chanan Vasserman wants to say that of course you'll be getting rid of it, but in terms of Kiyam of the mitzvah of Tashbitu. So you won't try to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbitu b'chalav. You'll get it out of your rishus. Ramban sheet is if it's not in your rishus, even if it's your, you got rid of it, you put it outdoors. A simple explanation could be like this: that the chiyuv of tashbitu, if it's dafka with h, would mean that you would have to run around to find firewood. In other words, that would be part of the chiyuv. The Torah says tashbitu is armor about that. How am I mekayim the tashbitu? By being tereach to do it, I'll pay the mitzvah. As long as I'm tereach, I'll pay the mitzvah. Obviously, I'm not going to be offered because I'm in the process of burning it the way the Torah says. Whatever is necessary for burning is part of the way in which I deal with my chometz. Therefore, say the chachomim. So in other words, according to you, spend a half an hour running around because it turned out the wood you had prepared was damp. Let the chometz hear and say, I'm being oisik in the mitzvah tashbitzah because I'm going now to burn it. You don't have to burn it. Do something about your chometz, you idiot. So that's the pshat that would be a chumra that would be maybe levei kula.
What's the kula?
That you won't get rid of your chometz.
Because
you're going to be oisik in the mitzvah of tashbitzah, which requires firewood. Right? It's the same thing. In other words, I put on a baguette with four corners. So now I'm going to start running around to get strings. I'm certainly not over on wearing a baguette without tzitzit. I'm being osik now. I'm putting in the tzitzit. It takes time to put in the tzitzit. I do whatever I need. So the Torah says, don't leave the chometz. I'm not leaving the chometz around. I'm going around. Oh, that obviously we'll have to talk about. That depends on the machlok we saw earlier with Rashi and Tosis. We'll discuss that tomorrow. Let's first keep things simple. Okay. So he says, now let me try another argument. So he was, I don't remember who said that. I'm trying to remember whose shot that was. It's not my own shot. And that this running around, I can't remember who was quoted from. I saw it in Ben Arza. Yossi Ben Arza said it. I don't know if it was his own or he quoted from somebody. I remember. Try to look it up. In any event, Chazir Rabbi Yehuda v'dan din acher. Look. Okay. Your problem with me is that I made a Kal V'Chomer. So Kal V'Chomer is a contradiction if it's going to end up in a kula. Forget about the Kal V'Chomer, okay? Is noter asur b'achila? Thank you. Is chometz asur b'achila? Very good. Ma noter b'sreifa chometz b'sreifa. How about that? Let's keep it easy, huh? Yeah, mamatzino. You can't ask me mamatzino. Mamatzino has nothing to do with chomer kula. It's just the way it is. Rulo, really now? I suppose, in other words, anytime something goes b'achila, we should burn it, huh? And how about a nevela? Nevela is asur b'achila. I don't burn that. Malam, excuse me, afresh, beep. Notar is asur b'achila ubana'a. Chometz is also back in the Ubana. I gotta spell it out for you guys. Ma notar to unsreifa. Av chometz to unsreifa. Amrlo, wait. Sharaniska. Sharaniska is also back here. Zoser bano. And it doesn't say anything about burning it. Eno to unsreifa. Amrlo, beep. Hefresh, sorry. Notar asur bakila ubana. The onersh kores. Boy, I didn't think I had to go this far. Chometz is also back in the and bano. And it's onersh kores. Now we're talking. Ma nota b'sreifa, chometz b'sreifa. How much do I got to talk out to you guys? Amrulo, but the chelev of the sharaniskal is both a chi of koreh because of the chelev, and it's osur b'achila, and it's osur b'ana, and we all agree that it doesn't require sreifa. What are you going to do with that? Asur b'achila ubana v'anush kareh v'ein tolin sreifa. All right. We'll bring you another mark. Chazer Reb Yehuda v'dama dinach. Notar yeshno babal totiru. The chometz yeshno babal totiru. Lo bal yera bal yimatzai. So there's two things you're not allowed to leave around. You can't leave around notar. Can't leave around chometz. So when the Torah tells you a thing can't be left around, it means you got to burn it. Ma notar b'sreifa, av chometz b'sreifa. Omru lo, so they said to him, oh, this is yummy. We got you now. Because you're the one who claims. This was an old argument we had with you. Now we're really going to get you. Because Oshem Tolu, and Echatas Ha'ov, Abal HaSafet. So when you bring an Oshem Tolu, you're bringing it on a Saf, right? You don't know. Cases you have, let's say, a piece of kosher shuman and a piece of chalev. Yeah, one of them, you don't know which one was eaten. So now, if something happens to it, so there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, as to whether it requires Sreifa, like Suleim HaKadosh, or whether it's Kfura. You, Rabbi Yehuda, been waiting for this opportunity. You, Rabbi Yehuda, hold its big fura. What do you think about that? And how about a woman who was had a suffix vlad, and she has to bring out chatasov. Chatasov is bala suffix in order to be matzah her, but obviously it can't be eaten because assuming that she never had a vlad, or that vlad was too young to be considered to be a fetus, then it's basically nevela, because in order to bring a korban oath in the base of Migdash, you have to be molekit, and malika on a non chiyav is nevela. Nobody's going to be able to eat this thing. Okay, what do you do with it? You claim that it's bikfura and that we don't give it the normal dinim of notar. So now we say it's bisreifa, right? We say it's bisreifa. Don't talk to us about us. Talk to us about you. You say it's bikfura. Now what are you going to do? Shatak Rabbi Yehuda. Oh my God, that was terrible. Rabbi Yosef. Yep, that's how the old saying goes. I need amrinche. Kapa de chata nagra. Here is the very spoon that the craftsmen make begavan nisrof chardala. That's where he burnt his tongue with that mustard. All right. So here you go. You've had everything worked out just fine. And now we burnt your tongue with your own spoon. Begava, inside of it, Nisrof Chardala, let him be burned by the mustard. I mean, it all comes back to roost. So on one of these days we knew we were going to get you. But this is just too good to pass up. Abaye says, I don't know. The way I was taught that saying it goes, Sadna besadne yativ, midvil yadeh mishtalim. The guy who is the stockman, he's the stockmaker. The stockman, when he gets caught and is put into his stocks, is now getting a taste of his own medicine. Rav Amar, gira begire miktol. When the arrow maker makes an arrow and gets shot by it, midvil yadeh mishtalim. So all these guys, they sold Hamas weapons. Now they'll get a taste of their own weaponry. So that's more to the point, I think. So Rabbi Yehuda, you had all your shitas. Now you learn what it's like to suffer. What is this, Machlokes? Huh? Which popular saying is more appropriate? It's amazing. Definitely. But it's just too delicious. I mean, we want to get every last bit that we can out of this. Okay. Continues. Which Reb Eliezer do we mean? Says the Gemara Daf Chav Zayin El Reb Eliezer De'atzei Ashira. The Tzadon Natalim. You know, it seems Asurim Bana Yisik Be'em Et Atanur Chadash Shutat Yasham Yutzan. Afar Bo Et Apat Asura Bana A. Nitava Ba'achirot Achirot Ba'achirot. Kulan Asurim Bana A. Reb Eliezer Omer. Of course, Reb Eliezer here serves as the appellation of both Shitas. Reb Chachomim as well. But wait, Ema the Shamed of the Reb Eliezer is only by Avodah Zarah because it's a Chomer Isura, but Bishar Isurin Shebetorah like Orla Mishamatle. No, Elohim Kena Mantar Me. So who are you going to use? The Oda Tanya Behedia Bechena Yar Reb Eliezer Aser Bechol Isurin Shebetorah. So bottom line is yes, he does apply it to everything. Omrabaya. Then Rebbe, according to Rebbe, in this first braita, then of course Rebbe would be saying like what Rebbe Eliezer. And Rebbe's only saying the part is asur mishum the shavaretim apart. So then ani karot v'kosot v'tzluchiot would be agreed upon that they're asur. Ki pligi betanur v'kedera. Lamandi omar zev zegorim asur would be asur. Lamandi omar zev zegorim mutar. Shori, because they can only be used with fuel. There's an ikaniyam, and it says, afil l'man diomer zevezegorim mutar, a kedera remains asur, because kibla bishula mekabene nitan etzim v'etera. Omer v'yosev, omer v'yuda, omer shmuel. Tanur shisiko bekli peor la, o bekashin shekoloya kerem, chadash yutatz yashan yutzat. Afabo et apat, Rebbe omer, whoa, apat muteret? V'chachomim omer apat asura? Votanya Yibcha, Shmuel Yibchatani, or you know what could be Bialma Kasav Shmuel, Halacha Krevi Mechavirav, Halo Mechavirav, Uboha Afilu Mechavirav. Therefore, he figured that Tanayo Yibcha Keich Nekav Rabbanu Meisura. Bishlaga Bikechalim Divya Kolapat Muteret. Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Rav Chibar Asher, Rav Yochanan. Chad Amar Lo Shana Al Gecholim Om Memot, Avo Gecholim Lo Chashot Asurin. Chad Amar Afilu Gecholim Lo Chashot Nami Mutarin. So be shleim lamad yom lo chashot asurim. Okay, yeshev haretzim pat lamad yom rafil lo chashot mutarot pat diasar Rebbe. Yeshev haretzim pat Rebbe. So echim eshkachat la amr of papa only kishavuka kenegdo. So michlal the rabbanon the polak alay shorah filu kishavuka kenegdo. So then the eitzim the sur the rabbanon echim eshkachat lo amr of ami barcham apishashifa. Why did Rami barcham and Rav Chista? Tanur shiziko datzi hegdesh. V'yafabu at apat, v'rabanan d'shor b'kamay tamay. Omlai apat asura. What? Abin zula orla. Omar Rava, what do you mean? Achi ashta orla betel b'matayim. Hekesh afilu b'elav lobatio. Elo Omar Rava, hi kashle ha kasha. Halo ma'al ha-meisik, v'chol ha-eicha. De ma'al ha-meisik, nafku lo l'chule. Om Rav Papa, hacha ba'atzei shlamim, askinan libet Rav Yehuda. The Omar Hegdesh b'shogeg mitchalel, but the Nezideh no mitchalel. Why not? Must be given to Lav Bar Meila, who lo nafik l'chulin. In which case, Shlomim Nami given to Lav Bar Meila, Nino, because it's not Kotshi Hashem, lo nafke l'chulin. So now you're saying, Kolecha the Mala Masik nafke l'chulin? So how do you explain? Atanya Kolan Yisrafin Efran Mutar, Chutz Mi'atzeh Ashirah, the Efer Hegdesh lo la Matzur. What happened to Meila? I'm Rami Bar Chana. It's talking about a case, Shinafud Leika Me'aleah. Biatze Ekdesh, nobody was Moyel, Lekadish to Nimo. Rav Shmaya Omar, it's not even talking about that. It's simply talking about Otan Shetunim Gniza. The Tanya Vesomo Venachat, Vesomo Kulo, Vesomo Shaloya Fazer, all in reference to the Trumat Adeshen. Rav Yehuda Omer, Ein Biur Chametz, Elos Reifa. Tanya Omer, Rav Yehuda, Ein Biur Chametz, Elos Reifa. Vadinotein, Umanu Tarash, Einu Bebal Yireh, Bebal Yimatzei, Tun Zreifa. Chametz, Sheyeshla, Bebal Yireh, Bebal Yimatzei, Lo Koshiken, Shetun Zreifa. Omao Lo, Kol Din, Shata Dantke, Loto Lachmir, Sofa Lachel, Einu Din. According to Yoshe Babatel, HaTorah Amrat Ashbitus Ormi Batechem Bechol Davar Shata Yechol Ashbito Chaz Rabbi Yudah Vedano Din Acher Notar Asur Bechila Vechametz Asur Bechila Ma Notar Besreifa Vechametz Besreifa Omru Lo, what? Nevela Tochiach Asur Bechila Natuna Sreifa Omala Hefresh Notar Asur Bechila Vana Chametz Asur Bechila Vana Manotar Tovun Sreifa Vechametz Tovun Sreifa Omru Esha Anisko Yuchiach Asur Bechila Vana Tovun Sreifa Omala Hefresh Notar Asur Bechila Vana Vanush Karet וחמץ עשו בהכלה ועלה אמנוש קרי מה נותר בשריפה וחמץ בשריפה אמרו לו חלבו ששוע נזכר יוכיה עשו בהכלה ובהנאה ואנוש קרי ואין אותו און שריפה חזר רבי ירו ודן דיל אחר ישנו נותר ישו בבעל תותירו וחמץ ישו בבעל תותירו מה נותר בשריפה וחמץ בשריפה אמרו לו אשם תולוי וחת את האוף הבעל הספק בדבורך יוכיחו שאין בבעל תותירו שאנו אומרים בשריפה, ואתה אומר בכפורה. שותק רבי יהודה, אומר רבי יוסף, היינו דאמרים שכפד אחת הנגרה בגאווה נשרוף חרדלה. אבי אומר, סדנה בסדנה יתיב, מדביל ידי משתלים. רוב אמר, גירה בגירה מכתל, מדביל ידי משתלים.